You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 58 of Generation 6. If we haven't met yet, my name is 16 Ramos. I'm a digital marketing strategist, and I help people build their online businesses from home, find success, and live their best lives. Today, I'm about to break down my content planning strategy for you all. This is actually a popularly requested topic for such a long time now, and I'm finally prepared to really go all in on it with you guys. So if you are palpitating, if your heart is palpitating upon the sound of daily content strategy, hearing those words, if those words make you nervous because of the amount of work involved, then this episode is for you. Also, if you have a product business or a service and you're looking to monetize your social media, but you're stuck and you're overthinking your content a little bit, you don't exactly know where to start, then this episode is also for you. So I'm about to break down exactly what I do in my business, and it's really fairly simple. Giving you a backstory about this, I've been creating content for my business for 10 years now, and there's a lot that goes into it, but really, what the advice of you having to, you know, spend so much time, hours and hours and hours every day just to create content really doesn't sit well with me because I'm a solopreneur. So if you're a solopreneur too, you might be wearing a lot of hats for your business. You might be managing the back end of your business. You might be doing your content. You might be shooting your own content at the same time. You simply don't have enough time to build and create at the same time. So I will break down the method that I do for my business that allows me to stay consistent, to show up for you guys regularly, but also still pay attention to what really matters in my business, still pay attention to business building, because at the end of the day, if that's being ignored, then money doesn't come in, right? So I want to say hi to all of you who are tuning in from Facebook. Hey, Mako, Eileen, Cherry, Margie, thank you so much for tuning in. Cherry, hi. Thank you, everybody. If you have any questions with regards to content creation, now is the time to ask. Athena, Jaden, Michaela, thank you so much for tuning in. Okay, so there are certain things that you will need to know if you want to really save time and energy on content creation. This is a simple activity. It can be simple. If it's complicated for you right now, let's change that, because the truth is, you guys, content creation is fun. It should be. If it's not fun for you, then you're probably doing it wrong, or you're probably overthinking this a little bit. And the reason why you're overthinking it is because you don't have a solid content planning strategy. So let's fix that today. So what is involved in content planning? So you have to know three things. Okay, so first is you have to know your content formats. Exactly what kind of content do you need to create for your business? Photos, videos, are you doing a podcast? If so, you need podcast episodes, you need to do audio. If you do a lot of live broadcasts like this, then you're going to need to shoot your live video. So what are the types of content formats that is involved with you, with your business in creating content for your business? So know that. Second thing to know is your topics, especially if you're educating your audience a lot. So what keywords are involved? What content pillars are involved? What are your main arcs or topics that you want to touch on and talk about to bring massive value to your audience? And then third, know your platforms. So where are you planning on showing up? Are you showing up on Instagram? Are you showing up on Facebook? Are you showing up on YouTube? All the things. Because if you're showing up on multiple platforms, then you're going to need some tools as well to help you show up and not spend a lot of time creating and planning and scheduling for those. There are actually tools available for you so that you can streamline this whole process. Okay, hey, Dr. Bernago Castavid Cruz. If I am pronouncing your names super duper wrong, just please correct me. I am live on Instagram as well. For those of you who are confused about what's happening right now on Facebook, I'm live on Instagram as well, doing that for the first time. It's weird. It's like going live for the first time again, like that feeling. I don't know why it's so intimidating, but you know what? It's part of it. It's part of content creation, isn't it? Pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. But at the end of the day, it still should be fun for you. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm going to break it down and I plan for every content format. I do videos, I do graphics, I do a podcast episode, I do live episodes. But for the sake of this video, because I don't want this to be too long, and because video is king today, it's not the future, it is the status quo. If you want to win on social media, you have to be able to do some videos, quite honestly. So I will break it down how I do it for my videos. And these things can be applied the same for the narratives on your photos, your captions, planning for your podcast episodes, etc. It's pretty much the same process for all of those things. Okay, so let's start with the first step so that you can plan this, all right? Do you have your pens and papers ready? Take down some notes or watch the replay later, all right? If you want to focus, I'd rather you do that. Okay, so first is you plan your schedule. How many times a week do you need to do videos? For example, I do this. I do these live episodes once a week. That's my schedule. And then for the entire week or the rest of the week, I do photos. I do my repurposed videos. I do graphics, quotes, and Instagram stories and Facebook stories for the rest of the week. But for these videos, I only do once a week. So what is that schedule for you? Because depending on your business, you might be doing different things. So how often do you want to post a YouTube video, for example, or how often do you want to do a podcast episode, for example? How often do you want to show up on Instagram? Just decide that right now. Ideally, you should be showing up every day, but like make it easy for you, make the schedule manageable for you, because once you find your groove, you can always do more in the future anyway. So plan your schedule. That's number one. Okay. And by the way, guys, now that you're tuned in with me live, now is the time to ask questions about creating content for your business, planning content, making this whole content creation game a lot less stressful. Am I right? Like, say no to stress in 2021. It is over. Okay, so first, plan your schedule. Second, find your topics. Okay, so there are several ways to find topics, and I'm going to show you one method that I do for my business. So my favorite way is doing YouTube research. Like Instagram, you guys, I'm so sorry, you will not be able to see this, but I'm going to share my screen for my Facebook viewers right now so that you can see exactly how I do this. So first, if you want to do YouTube research, for example, you have to list down the main topic categories you have for your business. Mine are productivity, social media marketing, online business, and mindset. Those are like my main categories for topics. So underneath each category, list down some relevant keywords. So let's take productivity, for example. Every first week of the month, I do productivity topics. So I would list down some keywords that relate to productivity. One of those, let's say, for example, is time management. So I'm going to write that down. I'm going to do some research on topics that I can do related to time management. So let me show you my screen right here. So let's say you are on YouTube, and this is how I do it. So I type in time management right here. So what you will see underneath are suggested search results. So you see here time management skills, time management strategies, time management tips, techniques, time management in Hindi, time management motivation for students, apps. So based on what you see here, you can make this your own. You can create videos and put in your own insights to kind of own this kind of topic. If you want to really get a little bit more specific, here's what I do. So under the realm of time management still, you want to type in how to, and then blank, how to, and then the keyword. So for me, it's how to, for example, manage your time. So here you will see a totally different selection of suggested results, like how to manage your time. And then there's how to manage your time as a student, how to manage your time more effectively, how to manage your time with online classes. And this is awesome. Let me tell you why this is gold, you guys, because these are already things that people are already searching for. Like, they already are thirsty for this kind of information. So you want to be, you want to kind of jump on that and find a way to creatively put in your insights as you're doing your content. Here's my tip. Okay, so let me get back here on my camera here. Okay, so here's my tip for you. So as you're doing your YouTube research, is that awesome? How much do you like that strategy? Okay, so you can actually title your topics and put numbers. So that's tip number one for me. When I'm crafting titles for my videos, for example, I always put something concrete, like how to is good, but something better that always has been better performing compared to my other how-to videos are the titles that have numbers in them, like 3 ways to manage your time around online classes, or my top 7 or my top 10 productivity apps, for example, which is actually a topic that I've done in the past. So those are ways that you can actually get more visibility and get more clicks, because people are drawn to numbers. It's something psychological, because numbers are how, like, it's brain candy. It's easier to grasp, and it just, our brain receives that as organized information just because there's a number attached. So hi to everyone who's tuning in on my Instagram live, by the way. Okay, so other ways that you can find your topics, you can ask your audience. There's no better way, actually, than to ask your audience, in my opinion. I mean, the YouTube search is amazing, but I would rather really get pure insight from my audience, ask them what they want, ask them about their questions, and really start from there. Or you could do related hashtags. So if you are on Facebook or on Instagram, you can list down some related hashtags to your content category. So I would do hashtag productivity, hashtag time management, and you know, hashtag productivity apps, for example, and see what people are talking about underneath those categories. Okay, so find your topics, and I would actually, here's how I do it. I actually plan for future videos. I'm not only going to find my topic for this week, I'm going to find my topic for next week or for next month. Like, I have all my topics arranged for you already, and that in that way, I don't get stressed out thinking about, okay, what do I talk about this week, because I have already planned for it last month. So less stress, am I right? So, okay, so next step here is to write your outlines. Okay, and this applies for live broadcast videos like this, or if you are managing a blog, or if you're doing a podcast, for example. Otherwise, you know, if you're just doing photos and captions, you can just write your captions. But writing your outlines, for example, allows you to kind of form or organize the ideas that you've formed already. So if I really am passionate about a topic, my thoughts will be so disorganized. And this is the reason why so many people just start typing and then they stop. And that's because you have so many thoughts, you can't quite put them down in an organized way. Am I right? So if you're feeling this way as well, just put it all down on a piece of paper, do some bullet points, write your outlines. Writing an outline is no pressure. It's like, no matter how disjointed your ideas might come across, only you can see that outline. You can always organize your ideas later when it's time to step 4, finalize your talking points. But let's go, you know, before we get to that, just do the bullet points on your ideas and then you can organize them later. I do this all the time. Sometimes, you know, I have so much to say about a particular topic, I just run with my outline. But, you know, I'm already almost 60 episodes in, and I've gotten the groove of just hitting the go live button and talking. So if you are still working on your confidence, you're still working on, you know, those pro camera skills, which I teach people on as well, then do the outlines, and then step 4, finalize your talking points. Sometimes you just need a day to put it all down on a piece of paper, and then the next day to organize all of those ideas into a cohesive statement or cohesive plan. So underneath these, you might want to put in some data to back up the things that you want to talk about. Underneath these, you might also want to mention some resources, or just basically put a little bit more detail into what you actually want to talk about in those topics. So after that, after step four, so let me just, for those of you who are just tuning in right now, I'm breaking down my content planning strategy and we're already at step four, but let me review the first few steps that I mentioned. So we got planning your schedule, finding your topics, writing your outlines, finalizing your talking points, and then fifth is creating your content, production time. So if it's a video, if it's a live video, I just go ahead and shoot it on the day, right? Which to me, this is going to sound funny. This makes it the easiest type of content to create, quite honestly. You know, it's up there with Instagram stories or Facebook stories. Like Instagram stories are pretty easy for me to create because it's super just raw, raw and real and imperfect. And live broadcasts are the same for me because people expect imperfection in videos like this. But you know, when you're creating reels and edited videos like that, like people expect that to be polished and perfect because you've had time to edit. So people have different thoughts about live broadcasts, but it's my favorite. It allows me to make just so many mistakes and makes it okay. So the fifth is just creation. So I'm talking about videos and I'm breaking it down how I do it for my videos. But if you're doing a lot of graphics, for example, this is when you go on Canva and start creating your quotes, your motivational quote graphics, your announcement graphics. Or if you're doing a lot of photos, this is when you shoot all of your, you know, all of your brand imagery. And then that brings us to the sixth and the last step, which is to schedule them finally. So once you have your copy put together, all of your talking points, and then you're ready to just put them out there on social media, then you can schedule your content. In the case of live broadcasts, you have to do it live. But if you are, you know, if you have all of your media prepared, your photos, your videos, your stories, you can schedule them ahead of time. And this is the biggest thing ever. It is so, to me, it's still underrated. A lot of people still aren't doing this. And this is the reason why, you know, there's a lot of overthinking happening in this space because you don't take the time to plan. So let me show you what I use to actually schedule my content. And I do this for mostly for photos and my videos, my pre-edited videos. And it's Later. So go on later.com. You know, Facebook and Instagram have their own scheduler, their own built-in scheduler. But let me show you why I really, really like Later. And I'm going to answer your questions. I see some questions coming in the comment section here. But let me show you my video or my camera first. I'm sorry. Okay, so this is my account on Later. And as you can see, it's very, very visual. And this is extremely helpful if you're trying to plan your grid on Instagram. And I've actually taught a lot of students that overthink their grid a little bit, which is normal because Instagram is a highly visual platform. So you do want to look aesthetically cohesive on this platform. So if you want to stop overthinking it, then just take a day to plan your grid out in a way that makes you really happy. So in here is where I upload all of the media that I've created for the week. So I just upload all my videos. You can see all my videos there, my quotes, my imagery for my brand. All of them are just uploaded in here, and then I can drag and drop into this preview screen, and I can see what they will look like when they actually get posted. So that you can have a balanced feed. You know, if you seem to be posting a lot of texts with no human elements, you can balance that out. You can balance out your colors, you can balance out the images, and you can also see, you know, what you're doing a lot of or what you're doing not enough of so that you can do a lot more of them. So yeah, I use Later because also you can schedule stories on this platform, which you can't do yet on the Instagram scheduler. There's a lot of stuff that you can do in here, which also you can streamline all of your multiple accounts. So if you want to schedule for Pinterest, if you want to schedule for a Facebook group and a Facebook fan page at the same time, you can do it. Multiple Instagram accounts, you can do it right on here as well. If you try and do it for like within the Facebook scheduler or the Instagram scheduler, you're going to have to go back and forth on your accounts just to do that. And I'm all about saving you guys some time and some energy. I mean, this is, I don't know how much, like $12 a month. And to me, that's like super worth it just to save some time and some energy around content creation. Okay, so I'm going to answer some questions up in here after this last point that I want to make. So let's review the 6 steps that I do for my content planning. So I know my schedule, so you have to plan your schedule. How often do you want to show up? 2 is to find your topics. 3 is write your outlines. 4 is to finalize your talking points. 5th is production. And 6th is to schedule. Now, how do you actually get to that point of being stress-free? You have to batch your tasks. What does that mean? That means you take 1 week in the month or wherever, whenever, like 1 week every 3 months, 1 week every 6 months to plan these things all out and batch each task and allocate 1 day for each task. For example, finding my topics, that to me is the fun part of this, but it also is a little bit tedious because there are a lot of places I can do research on. So I will dedicate like every Monday, I will just find topics, and that's like topic finding day. I would maybe do this once on the last week of every month so that I can plan for the following month. So I'm just going to take the Monday and find all of my topics. And then the next day on Tuesday, I'm going to write all my outlines for those topics. And then on Wednesday, I'm going to start finalizing all my talking points. The next day, I'm going to shoot, I'm going to produce, I'm going to create all the graphics, I'm going to shoot all the videos, change my shirt and all the things. And then the last day or the weekend is when I start scheduling them on later.com. And so that is kind of the like a summarized version of batching, but really it's as simple as that. So it's all about finding your groove and also figuring out how far out do you want to plan your content. Okay, because if you want to plan, you know, 3 months ahead, you can do that. If you want to plan 6 months ahead, you can do that. Or if you want to plan just for the week, you can do that too. So it really all depends on how focused you can get on each task. Okay, so let me answer some questions in here. Lynn asks, I do some of my live and, oh, okay. So your main language is Vietnamese. She says, I do my live in Vietnamese. How should I do my hashtags in Viet or English? Okay, so Lynn, it really boils down to what kind of audience are you trying to tap into? Do you want just the Vietnamese market or do you want to tap into a global market? Because if it is just the Vietnamese market, then I would do hashtags in Vietnamese and I would do all my content in Vietnamese. But if you want to grow your business to a global market, you want to consider creating your content in English so that you can appeal to not just the Vietnamese market, but people who also who might also be interested in your topics but don't speak Vietnamese. So I would actually consider doing your content in English in that sense. And Lynn asks, does it matter? Yes, it absolutely does. Because you want to be sure that you are being understood. Hi everybody, Lelaine, Paula is tuning in. Mai is is summarizing all of my topics in the comments. Thank you so much. Guys, thank you for tuning in. Catherine, Narissa, Cheryl, Cherry, Earl James, thank you so much for tuning in with me. Hi Kyle, thank you. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna wave at y'all. Something that I didn't do. I'm so not used to like Instagram live because I always just do these episodes on my Facebook fan page. Now, here's the thing, you guys. Another tip, additional tip before I wrap up is if you really want to have guidance on this and you want to help, if you need help finding your groove, then work with a content calendar. It really is the best. No shame in that. If you need a content calendar just to keep you accountable or to eliminate the second guessing, I use a content calendar, then use it. Monetizing your social media is all about intention and strategy, and a content calendar can hit both of those for you. So if you need that, then work with a content calendar. Now, if you're serious about monetizing and hitting your first 10K months and then scaling to six figures, because at the end of the day, that's why we do content. Especially for those of you who are business owners that are watching me right now, this is the point of why we're here. I mean, you want to, number one, serve massive value because what you know and what you know how to do can help people solve problems, solve their daily struggles. So you want to give massive value, but also you are a business owner. You are here to run a business. And so strategy is so important. Now, if you're really serious about hitting your first 10K months and then scaling to six figures, book your 10K action plan call with me. That's free. So I couldn't put my link on the Instagram, but on Facebook, I have the link up there. I will put the link up on my bio on Instagram. So check out the links in my captions or my descriptions, you guys, because this is free. I can get on a call with you and we can plan your blueprint towards your first 10K months on that call. It's super fun. It's high energy. You're going to get some one-on-one time with me and we will plan all the things. Okay. So also one of the links that I have up on the descriptions is the link to the Story Selling Masterclass. Oh my gosh. You guys have blown up my inbox so much since I, since I announced this masterclass. So I've been running this masterclass on beta for the last 3 months and it's been so amazing. We have over, I believe, almost like 30 students already in the class. And it's just such a fruitful experience, a fulfilling experience, watching them grow, watching them get camera confidence, watching them improve on the way they storytell on social media, which is so important, you guys. Storytelling wins on social media. Authentic stories win. Hard selling is tired selling. None of that anymore. It's so 1990s. If you want to really up level your marketing this year, 2021, then check out the storysellingmasterclass.com. If you really want to, you know, make an informed decision about it, want to make sure that it's the right class for you, then go ahead and book your 10K action plan call with me. Click the link right now. And with that, hello, Ruby, Elsie. Thank you for tuning in. I am wrapping up. Thank you so much for joining me on... Hi, Instagram. For joining me on this episode of Generation 6. I've had so much fun. What is your favorite part about this broadcast? Hit me in the comments. Let me know. I would love to hear your insights. Have a great weekend. I'll see you again soon. Start creating that content. People would love to know how you do it. People would love to hear about your expertise. People will love to know about your skills. People will love to know what you know, period. So stop making decisions out of fear. Stop being stuck. Implement these strategies for your business. Steal them and then go ahead to creating, because it is a lot of fun and it is super worth it when you start seeing the fruits of your labor as well. So thank you guys. Thank you, Instagram. Thank you, Facebook. I'll see you again soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.